Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts his government's model of development is nation first, focusing on satisfaction rather than appeasement. Replying to discussion in Rajya Sabha on motion of thanks, Prime Minister says government prioritizing skill development, financial inclusion and industrialization to foster growth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar briefs Parliament on US deportation issue, says it is obligation of all countries to take back their nationals living illegally abroad. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his US counterpart Pete Hegseth review defence cooperation between the two countries, agree to support growing defence innovation collaboration. And in cricket, India beat England by 4 wickets in first ODI in Nagpur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that his government's model of development is nation first, which focuses on satisfaction rather than appeasement. He said people have tested, understood and supported this model and therefore gave his government the mandate for the third time. The Prime Minister was speaking in the Rajya Sabha while replying to a discussion on the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said the Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas model of governance is incomprehensible for the Congress as the whole party is dedicated to one family.
कांग्रेस ने राजनीति का एक ऐसा मॉडल तैयार किया था जिसमें झूठ फरेब भ्रष्टाचार परिवारवाद तुष्टिकरण सबका गालमेल था जहां सबका गालमेल हो वहां सबका साथ हो ही नहीं सकता कांग्रेस के मॉडल में सर्वोपरि है फैमिली फर्स्ट.
Mr. Modi said the journey from being a developing to developed nation passes through infrastructure development. He said 25 crore people of the country have moved out of poverty and become part of the new middle class. Mr. Modi also talked about Mudra Yojana and Startup India scheme, saying the initiatives are fulfilling the dreams of millions of people. He said the government has prioritized skill development, financial inclusion and industrialization to foster growth.
गरीबों को शक्ति देने के लिए गरीबों के सशक्तिकरण के लिए जितना काम हमारी सरकार के द्वारा हुआ है इतना पहले कभी नहीं हुआ योजनाओं का लाभ लेते हुए अवसरों का फायदा उठाते हुए सशक्तिकरण के माध्यम से 25 करोड़ गरीबी को परास्त करने में सफल और आज गरीबी से निकलकर वो एक न्यू मिडिल क्लास हमारे देश में.
After the Prime Minister's reply, the Upper House adopted the motion of thanks on the President's address, negating the amendments of several opposition MPs by voice vote. Later, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day. Meanwhile, the issue of deportation of Indian nationals from the USA today rocked both Houses of Parliament as the opposition demanded a discussion on the issue. Making a statement on the issue in the Rajya Sabha, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said the process of deportation of illegal immigrants is a generally accepted principle in international relations, asserting that it is in the collective interest of the nations to increase legal mobility. He said it is obligatory for nations to take back their citizens who are found living illegally in other countries.
It is in our collective interest to encourage legal mobility and discourage illegal movement. It is the obligation of all countries to take back their nationals if they are found to be living illegally abroad. This is naturally subject to an unambiguous verification of their nationality.
Dr. Jaishankar made a similar statement in the Lok Sabha amid din by the opposition members. As the ruckus continued after his statement, the Speaker adjourned the House for the day. The government today informed the Rajya Sabha that the construction of 12 nuclear power plants have been accorded administrative approval and financial sanction since 2014. In a written reply, Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions and Prime Minister's Office, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, 10 indigenous 700 megawatt pressurized heavy water reactors will be set up in fleet mode and 2 units of light water reactors will be set up in cooperation with the Russian Federation at Kudankulam. The government today said over 90 lakh houses have been completed and delivered to beneficiaries so far under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Housing and Urban Affairs, Tokan Sahu, said over 1 crore 18 lakh houses have been sanctioned, out of which over 1 crore 12 lakh houses are under construction. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today said that the Employees Provident Fund Organisation, EPFO, has reached a significant milestone by surpassing 5 crore claim settlements in the financial year 2024-25, exceeding the 4.45 crore claims settled in the previous year. Dr. Mandavia attributed this achievement to a series of transformative reforms introduced by EPFO to streamline the claim settlement process and reduce members' grievances.
Modi 3O government mein, EPFO mein claim settlement ko automatic kar diya gaya hai. Name correction bhi automatic kar diya gaya hai. 97% claim correction automatically hone laga hai. Aur aaj, aisa ek saal mein, 5 करोड़ से अधिक क्लेम्स सेटल करके ईपीएफओ ने एक नया इतिहास रचा है.
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today slammed some political leaders, including the leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi, for their alleged statements, distorting the progressive educational reforms into imagined threats in order to uphold their political narratives. Mr. Pradhan called their remarks unfortunate and concerning. He said UGC draft regulations aim to expand opportunities, not limit them. He added that they preserve institutional autonomy and celebrate linguistic diversity and also strengthen academic institutions rather than undermine them.
इनकी एक सीमित ज्ञान को हम क्या कह पाएंगे? एक राजनीतिक कुंठा से ग्रसित केवल प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी को असहिष्णुता के कारण गाली गुलज पे उतरना और बिना तथ्य की उलूल जुलूल बात करना, ये नेता प्रतिपक्ष की राजनीतिक तरीके बने हुए हैं. यह आपकी स्टैंड राजनीति से प्रेरित है.
All preparations are in the final phase for the counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections to be taken up on Saturday. Overall, 60.42% of voters exercised their franchise in yesterday's polling to decide the political fate of 699 candidates. The Election Commission said EVMs have been kept in strong rooms, which are under a constant vigil of the Commission and police officials. The poll body said 19 counting centres have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for counting of votes. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and US Secretary of Defence Pete Hegseth today reviewed the India-US defence cooperation spanning across multiple domains, including land, air, maritime and space. During their phone conversation, Mr. Singh congratulated Mr. Hegseth for his appointment as the US Secretary of Defence. Both the leaders appreciated the bilateral defence partnership and reaffirmed their commitment to deepen the ties. The two ministers have decided to work together on technology cooperation, integration of defence industrial supply chains, enhanced interoperability, logistics and information sharing, and joint military exercises. They also agreed to provide enhanced support to the growing defence innovation collaboration between the governments, startups, businesses and academic institutions. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Greece Foreign Affairs Minister your Gyarapetrites held a bilateral meeting in New Delhi today. Both leaders expressed their view on a wide gamut of bilateral relationships. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the importance of India-Greece partnership, saying India wants trade, investment and technology collaboration.
In the last year, really our relationship has seen huge upswing. It's not many relationships where we can say we've had a rapid exchange of prime ministerial visits as quickly as that. We have, of course, a very strong political comfort, a societal connection, a people-to-people understanding. Like any relationship, we would like the more contemporary forms, more trade, more investment, more technology collaboration, and perhaps also look to see whether we can work together on connectivity.
The Greece Foreign Affairs Minister said that bilateral relations between Greece and India have been upscaled in the last couple of years. The fifth joint working group JWG meeting between the Ministry of Defence of India and Spain was held in New Delhi today. During the meeting, both sides reviewed the ongoing bilateral defence cooperation activities and discussed the plan for multiple joint activities, including in the maritime domain. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said they agreed to focus on a closer collaboration in defence, particularly in technology and armament production areas. Janjatiya Yuva Kumbh was organized at the Mahakumbh Mela in Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj today under the Janjati Sanskritik Samagam. More than 8,000 tribal youths from across the country participated in the Yuva Kumbh. Our correspondent reports that during the event, 25 youths from different states who have done excellent work for the tribal community were awarded.
India is home to around 11 crore scheduled tribe population, which shows the rich and tribal heritage of the country. During the Yuva Kumbh, the tribal youth took a pledge to protect culture and tradition of tribals. Talking to Akashwani News, the young participants said that they will work for the empowerment of tribal community and self-reliant India.
मैं फिरोज खुशहाल विके नागपुर महानगर महाराष्ट्र से हूँ। इस महाकुंभ में हम सभी ने एक दृढ़ संकल्प लिया। इस राष्ट्र का सर्वांगीण उन्नति के लिए हम जनजाति बंधु अपने अतिथि क्षेत्र में कार्य करेंगे। इस भाव से लेकर सभी हम बंधु यहाँ से जा रहे हैं।
मैं जितेंद्र कुमार ध्रुव बिलासपुर छत्तीसगढ़ से। हम छत्तीसगढ़ से 1000 जनजाति युवक युवतियों इस कार्यक्रम में लेके आए हैं। हम सभी जनजाति समाज के लोग सनातन संस्कृति को बहुत ही हृदय के साथ उसको मजबूती से आगे ले जा रहे हैं।
द नेशनल प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ अखिल भारतीय वनवासी कल्याण आश्रम सत्येंद्र सिंह सेड दैट द शोभा यात्रा विल बी टेकन आउट टुमारो एंड द पीपल ऑफ ट्राइबल कम्युनिटी विल टेक अ होली डिप इन त्रिवेणी संगम।
कल सुबह में शोभा यात्रा होगी, बाजे गाजे के साथ सब लोग संगम की ओर जाएंगे और वहां सब स्नान करेंगे। दो तीन दिन लगातार शाम शाम में चार मंचों पर सांस्कृतिक कार्यक्रम होगा। जनजाति समाज सनातन संस्कृति के ही अभिन्न अंग है।
120 कल्चरल डांस ग्रुप्स फ्रॉम अक्रॉस द कंट्री विल ऑल्सो शोकेस देयर ट्रेडिशनल आर्ट एट महाकुंभ फ्रॉम टुमारो। विद दीपेंद्र कुमार, अमन यादव, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, प्रयागराज।
Now to sports. In men's cricket, India registered a dominant 4-wicket victory over England in the first ODI of the 3-match series in Nagpur. With the win, the men in blue are leading the series 1-0. Chasing a target of 249 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 251 for the loss of 6 wickets in 38.4 overs. Earlier opting to bat after winning the toss, England were bundled out for 248 in 47.4 overs. The second match of the series will be played in Cuttack on Sunday. At the ongoing 38th National Games in Uttarakhand, Neeraj Kumar from Services won the gold medal in the men's 50-meter rifle three positions event with an exceptional performance. In archery, there was fierce competition in the men's recurve event. Joel Sarkar from West Bengal clinched the gold medal, with Services taking the silver and Sikkim the bronze. In the women's recurve team event, the Maharashtra team bagged the gold, while Jharkhand won silver and Haryana secured the bronze. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts his government's model of development is nation first, focusing on satisfaction rather than appeasement. Replying to discussion in Rajya Sabha on motion of thanks, Prime Minister says government prioritizing skill development, financial inclusion and industrialization to foster growth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar briefs Parliament on U.S. deportation issue, says it is obligation of all countries to take back their nationals living illegally abroad. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his U.S. counterpart Pete Hegseth review defence cooperation between the two countries, agree to support growing defence innovation collaboration. And in cricket, India beat England by 4 wickets in first ODI in Nagpur. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.